Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Tzav, we have 13 psukim since the middle of Sefer Shmos up until this aliyah. We have been reading about the construction of the Mishkan, the Kelim, the Big Day Kahuna, and about the Korbanos that will be brought in that Mishkan. In this aliyah, we begin hearing about the miluim, the initiation or inauguration process of the Mishkan and of the Kelim and of the Kohanim. For the next 7 days, Moshe will act as the Kohen Gadol. He's going to induct Aharon and his sons into the Kahuna, consecrating the Mishkan and everything in it. In this aliyah specifically, Moshe himself, in public, dresses Aharon and his sons in the Big Day Kahuna. He anoints them and the Mishkan and the Kelim with oil, with the Shemen HaMishcha. Now, as just mentioned, our aliyah begins describing the miluim process. This is the process whereby Aaron and his sons are inducted, so to speak, into the Mishkan. Moshe himself dressed Aaron in his begadim. He dressed Aaron's sons as well. And he had to repeat this for the next 7 days. Moshe was going to act as the Kohen Gadol for the next 7 days. And then, in the beginning of next week's parsha, Aaron takes over on the 8th day, Vayihi Bayom Hashmini. However, we have to ask a question on this whole process. Why did Moshe have to act as the Kohen Gadol for 7 days? Why didn't he just sanctify Aaron and his sons on the 1st day and hand over the role of being a Kohen Gadol right away? So on one level, this seems like it's a training period or a teaching period for Aaron, similar to the 7 days before Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol would be trained and retrained in the Avodah for Yom Kippur. So on a certain level, it seems that Aaron and his sons are indeed getting trained for their new job. And there really may well be a certain truth to that. However, the psukim do not seem to support this fully. If these 7 days were only for the training of the Kohanim, so why did the whole congregation of Bnei Yisrael need to witness it, as the Torah tells us in Perek Chet Pasuk Gimel in our Aliyah? And why did Moshe have to dress Aaron and his sons every day of the 7 days? Wouldn't Aaron need to learn how to do it on his own at some point? And how does this whole ceremony of inducting the Kohanim connect with the Korban Mincha that we heard about in the second Aliyah in this week's parsha that the Kohanim themselves had to bring? The Lubavitcher Rebbe of Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994, gives a beautiful explanation to this whole ceremony in his Likutei Sichos in Volume 7 on this parsha. I believe these Sichos are in Yiddish. I saw this idea summarized in a book called Daily Wisdom by Rabbi Moshe Wisniewski. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Aaron and his sons, through the miluim process, had to learn how to become Kohanim in the service of God and of his people. The Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim in general represent Bnei Yisrael before Hashem. They do that by acting, hopefully, in a way that creates a Kiddush Hashem and as being role models for others. They obtain atonement, so to speak, for Bnei Yisrael, and they help Bnei Yisrael rise to higher and higher levels of divine consciousness. The miluim process instilled within the Kohanim and within all of Bnei Yisrael who gathered to watch, and within all of us who read this, the miluim process instilled within all of us. We all learn through this process what it takes to be a leader in Klal Yisrael. First, we have the korbanos of the Kohanim that we heard about in the second Aliyah that they themselves bring. Every one of us has the inner ability to grow, the inner ability not only to overcome spiritual darkness, but to transform it into light. That power is within each of us to bring that korban, so to speak, on our own. But that is not enough. We need something else as well. We need the 7 days of miluim. Just as Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons, we all need a Moshe in our lives as well. Teachers and mentors, we need a Rebbe. We can benefit from their inspiration, their guidance. So many leaders in the world think that they can do it on their own. They get intoxicated by their own power and by their own abilities. Aaron was not like that. His sons were not like that. And neither are we. Obviously, everything we do and everything we accomplish is from Hashem. But on a natural level, We know very well that we need both. We need our own kochos, our own abilities, our own energies, but we also need teachers and mentors to guide and assist us in rising in our spirituality and in our leadership. We know that one without the other would be a mistake in the long run. Have an amazing day and Freilich and Purim, everyone.